guilty of assorted compliments and charges. Like the one-eyed cyclist who never wears any socks. He covers his mouth with his hand when he talks. His name is Renee. They say he's a communist. There's something about his demeanor that's ominous. Gordon with his card tricks escaped from the row. His mouth is always in the shape of an O. His brother is locked up and he awaits his release. He talks about politics and hates the police. Linda doesn't have long to live, probably. She's wicked and used to read palms for a hobby. She came to visit one night and just sat there and laughed the whole time, her clothes covered in cat hair. Aubrey wears two watches at once and a bow tie. He's missing a thumb, and nobody knows why. He's not the best ventriloquist in the world, but he wants to be. He's an excellent dancer and smokes reefer constantly. Big fat Nigel works as a florist. He's openly gay and he looks like a tourist. He's very polite with a good sense of humor. He's heir to a fortune, or at least that's the rumor. Washed up and wounded, we are the recycled, earthy, thirsty, sleazy, and seaworthy.
Decision and Aurora Borealis and all men out of prison.